Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim right now at hampsonhughes.com. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook pre-match.
We're just enjoying working well at the moment. The beauty for me is I think we've still got a lot of improvement to make. The players have been clinical in games. You know, the majority are going 4 out of 6. So their appetite for the game is very good. You know, you looked at our... It was a tough game last week at Sunderland. Kevin Ball's got them really working hard and working well. But our quality came through in the end, and you align that with how hard the players are working, then it's great for me at the moment to see that. And like I said, there's still areas, lots of areas that we can be better at. But we have that confidence and belief at the moment, and we'll just look to keep winning the next game.
And Liverpool can return to the top of the Premier League, at least for 24 hours. Last week's win at Sunderland has the Reds keeping pace with Arsenal, who have 2 points more after 6 games, but don't play until tomorrow. Liverpool's opponents, Crystal Palace, have gone 3 games without scoring, and as such find themselves second from bottom of the table. 5 defeats in 6 games in their return to the Premier League has them in real trouble at the moment under Ian Holloway. So the Reds make just 1 change from the win at Sunderland. It's an enforced change. Lucas has picked up 5 bookings in what is the fastest succession I think you've ever seen in the Premier League, and it means he misses today. So instead, Raheem Sterling is brought into the side, and Henderson is taken from the right wing and placed in perhaps a more familiar midfield role. So it's Simon Mignolet in goal, Kolo Touré, Martin Skrtel and Mamadou Sakho, the 3 centre-halves. Steven Gerrard with a holding role in the midfield. Jordan Henderson alongside him with perhaps more licence. Raheem Sterling on the right wing, Jose Enrique on the left. Victor Moses, Daniel Sturridge and then Luis Suarez complete the 11. Suarez given a special welcome by the pitch announcer. I wonder whether he needs that sort of encouragement, and after his goals last week, I would imagine he'll be raring to make a statement at Anfield today. Liverpool's substitutes for today's game: Brad Jones, Daniel Agger, Luis Alberto, Iago Aspas, Thiago Ilori, Jordan Ibe and Andre Wisdom. Crystal Palace really struggling. They haven't got a notable goal scorer. Marouane Chamakh is the man leading the line for them at present. He's only got 1 goal so far this season. In goal for them, Julian Speroni, Joel Ward at right back, Adrian Mariappa at the centre-half alongside Damien Delaney. On the left side of the defence, Dean Moxey. In the midfield, Stuart O'Keefe alongside what was the player of the season last year, Mal Jedinak, who's also been the reason that Crystal Palace have produced any performances of quality this season. It's Kebe, Cameron Jerome and Jason Puncheon behind Marouane Chamakh. Liverpool against Crystal Palace, and Neil Mellor alongside
him. Not too sure how Crystal Palace are going to line up, but what we will expect from an Ian Holloway side, they will come here and have a go. We saw it when he was here with Blackpool. You know, he's not a person who will come and close the shop. He will come and have a go today.
There's that freakish stat that says the last 2 games that Holloway has managed against Liverpool, in fact the only games he has, he's won them both when he was in charge of Blackpool.
The game.
As Suarez breaks into the box on the right, lays it up for Gerrard, side-footed shot which is stopped just outside the 6-yard box, bounces back out for Enrique on the left wing, floated in low into the Crystal Palace penalty area, this time half-volleyed clear, not quite enough on it. Gerrard on it again, manages to steer it away from Cameron Jerome. Enrique puts it back into the Palace box. That's a header away by Jedinak, the midfielder. Running towards the halfway line, but Liverpool keeping lots of pressure on Palace here. Moses crosses from the right wing. Stooping header by Damien Delaney to get it away. And a throw in for Moses, as Liverpool hope to capitalise on a couple of minutes where they're asking some initial questions in the game. Moses into the box, trying to back flick with Suarez. Didn't come off, but there's a scramble for possession. Comes out to Gerrard, who smashes one high. I don't think I've ever seen him hit a shot quite as high as that. It almost hit the tannoy system just underneath the club crest on the Anfield Road stand.
Good pressure though, wasn't it? You know, Victor Moses, little ball into Suarez. Suarez trying a little back heel into Sturridge. It didn't quite break. Back to Suarez. Moses, Gerrard, they're all in there putting pressure around Crystal Palace's penalty area. Good early start, good pressure. in these opening minutes here.
Let me tell you my Marouane Chamakh stats. Before he came to the Premier League, the two previous seasons he had in his French club, he scored more headed goals in the two previous seasons than any other player in Europe. And then he came to Arsenal and fell flat in his face. And here's Crystal Palace attacking at the cop end. The header was sweeped its way across the face of goal by Cameron Jerome. What an opportunity for Palace to make a statement within 7 minutes of the game. They survived the scare at the other end of the pitch. A cross in from the left of the penalty area. Jerome got up there. He's just not perhaps the best at jumping and hovering in that jump. And the ball skims off the top of his scalp. And out it goes for a goal kick.
Yeah, that was a real chance, that ball into Crystal Palace in these opening minutes. Again, it was just on that left wing position. That's what happens when you play three centre-halves. Sometimes you leave that little space in behind, and that's exactly what happened between Sterling and Touré.
Touré brings things under control. How quickly he became a cult hero. Now, Martin Skrtel, the centre of the three centre-halves. There was an opportunity then for Cameron Jerome to chase, but he slipped over. Skrtel steps up with the ball, plays it out wide to Enrique, left side of the air. It's a chance for Liverpool at Moses! And Enrique found him, and Moses has burst through a run from the halfway line, and the initial touch from him slightly let him down. It just went behind his right foot, and he couldn't get the immediate shot or control the ball.
Brilliant ball, wasn't it, from Enrique down this left-hand side. Played the ball in first time. Moses carried on his run. I think if he takes a shot first time, he gets his shot away. Tries to take the touch. It's a bit heavy, and in the end, it goes into the arms of Speroni in the Palace goal.
Moses, here he is, trying to push his way through Jedinak, but Jedinak's pretty solid, tracking him all the way. Moses springs the ball out the left side of the penalty area. It's for Enrique to roll back into that Palace box. Suarez gets a touch on it.
Yes!
Suarez fell, got back to his feet, and scrambled home a goal for Liverpool. Who else? Welcome home, Louis. Liverpool 1, Crystal Palace 0. Luis Suarez, who was destined to today, wasn't he? 13 minutes gone.
I think he's ended up putting the ball in the back of the net when he's actually lying on the floor. That's how good this guy is. You know, great counter-attack. He plays the ball into Enrique on the dead ball line on the left-hand side. He gets the ball back to him. Suarez slips as he takes his first touch. You're thinking the chance has gone. Palace defence do not react at all, and there's Suarez. Just slips it into the far corner. No chance for Speroni. 1-0.
Ball down the right wing, Raheem Sterling adding more pressure in the Crystal Palace box. Left footed, takes it near post, he tries the shot. Double handed save down by the keeper, Julian Speroni for Palace. It's a corner kick. It's given that extra edge to the game, the goal.
Yeah, Sturridge, 1v1, he cuts inside onto his favourite left hand side, gets his shot, he'd gone for the near post. Speroni did well to get to his left hand side and push it behind.
Throw in for Palace, halfway line. It's Ward to take it. Joel Ward looking long, maybe Mamadou Sakho pulling down the arm of Cameron Jerome, but the referee didn't give anything against them. And then it's a long kick out and clearance by Liverpool, and a chase by Daniel Sturridge, who's barely been involved as yet. 15 minutes gone. Sturridge trying to impress himself into the penalty area and the game. Right then, left, still going, putting the Palace all sorts of problems. Oh, well, he absolutely tied the Palace defenders up in knots then. Left then right. Daniel Sturridge, like a dog with a bone, and a left-footed finish that was so accomplished. And it's 2-0 to Liverpool in the space of 3 minutes. Incredible period of the game for the Reds. Liverpool 2, Palace 0, and it was virtually Sturridge's first involvement of the game.
Absolutely brilliant goal, wasn't it? Down this left-hand side, Damien Delaney has been isolated as a centre-half. Sturridge, he's got him 1v1, he's twisted him inside out about four times. Delaney ends up on the floor, Sturridge doesn't. Tight angle, it must be said, he's gone across goal, went right into the far corner, clipped the inside of the post. What a finish by Sturridge. Sturridge has answered Suarez, anything you can do, I can do. I can see this being a real battle all season between these two.
Here they go again, Liverpool. Two goals won't stop them. Ball across the penalty here by Suarez, trying to bring his teammate Sturridge into things from the six-yard box. And he was only a whisker away from making it 3-0 to Liverpool. It's trundled out on the far side for a corner kick for Liverpool, and Steven Gerrard will take. But when you come to Anfield, I think sometimes for away teams, they fear the torment of Liverpool actually being on song. And Crystal Palace must be wondering what on earth they've got to do now with the other 75 minutes of the game. Liverpool have started on fire. It's Suarez from the left-hand side. Ball rolled across the edge of the penalty area. Comes back to Suarez somehow from some notable pinball. Jedinak then gets involved in the white line on the edge of his box, and Crystal Palace just about smother it clear. I just wonder whether it could be the sort of game where we could see someone claim the match ball.
Certainly, Suarez and Suarez continue the rate that they've started, certainly looking the move this afternoon. I mean, again, it's good to see them both looking for each other in that final third. It's not a quick case of being individual, being selfish. They're both looking, trying to play each other in. And that link-up play is only going to get better as the season goes by.
Jordan Henderson pushes the ball out wide for Kolo Touré. Touré to Raheem Sterling. Didn't do the best he could with that. And Marouane Chamakh breaking for Crystal Palace from the halfway line. Rolls it to O'Keefe. Tries to take a shot across the face of goal, but smothered out by Mamadou Sarko. Throw in for Palace.
A bit careless on that right hand side by Raheem Sterling, giving possession away far too cheaply. Good break from Palace in the end. Great block from Sarko.
Ball cleared out by the Palace defence. Pushed over to the right hand side of that defence. Ward makes himself available. Joel Ward down the right-hand line. It's broken for Kebe. Kebe into the box. Skirtle chasing behind him. Kebe controls it, then smothers the shot. I got nothing on it. And that was the opportunity, the opening that Palace had to take care and attention with. It didn't work for them. Ball's come out to the right of the area. Puncheon now, a long shot from Cameron Jerome, and a deflected effort from Kebe before it's over the top of the bar this time by Jason Puncheon. Well, two or three opportunities in quick succession, and Palace can't take any of them to heart. It was a good stop in it by Simon Mignolet. The eventual ball over the top of the crossbar by Puncheon was a wasted effort.
And both good chances fell to Kebe. The first one where he was going clean through on goal. I think he's just going to slot the ball past Mignolet, and he tried to cross the ball. He's just thinking, if he shoots there, it's a certain goal. Tries to go around Mignolet and pass it, but he should have shot. And then the ball stayed alive, and obviously the shot from the edge of the box deflected off Kebe. Good reaction save by Mignolet there. And then the rebound from Puncheon. So three chances where Palace had a chance to get themselves back in this game.
Here's Cameron Jerome, left side of Liverpool's penalty area, puts it across the face of goal, and then two real howlers. The first by Simon Mignolet and the second by Mamadou Sarko. And thankfully, no one there from Crystal Palace to quite make Liverpool pay. Mignolet went for it, missed it. Sarko then miss-kicked it. And thankfully, it's just a corner kick they're having to face Liverpool.
I think Mignolet just gets the slightest touch on it. Sarko's going to clear it with his unfamiliar right, but he thinks he's going to clear it. Mignolet gets a touch, it ricochets off Sarko's knee. I thought that was in just in the post and went wide for a corner.
Would have been a horrible own goal. It's Jason Puncheon, left-footed corner. Stephen Gerrard, imperious with the header away. Sturridge stretching for it. It's broken behind to Sterling. He smashed one long, and Suarez is on the chase. Moses is there for help. Sturridge has got in the box too. Ball across the Palace penalty area. Excellent defending, you have to say. They ran back in numbers. An eventual header by one of the Palace centre-halves to put it out for a corner kick to Liverpool, because Sturridge was hovering and he'd made a lung-busting run from his own half of the field to get up there. He was going to inflict more pain on Palace.
Superb pace on the counter that's out there.
Corner's taken short by Suarez to Gerrard. Suarez follows it up. Moses scrambling about in the box too, trying to win the ball for Liverpool. Palace got lots of men in there, and Ward eventually with the clearance over the halfway line. There's a real air of jubilation about the performance the Reds are putting on. And here goes Victor Moses, showing strength and determination. Very central, gets it out to Suarez. Left side of the penalty area. He challenges Adrian Mariapa into the box. Puts it across the face of goal! And it's onto the crossbar by Victor Moses. Suarez wonderful again. Moses looking for the tap-in almost. And somehow it's bounced off the bar. And Moses himself really can't believe he missed that.
Brilliant play, wasn't it, down this left wing by Suarez. Great ball in.
Gerrard out to Sterling. Again, Liverpool offer an attacking thrust, which Palace are struggling to contain. Sturridge takes a shot from the right side of the penalty area and just about held by Julian Speroni. Well, Speroni will need a Peroni tonight, because he's going to need to dampen his fears about thinking of this game.
We really look like we're going to score every time we go forward. You know, you're looking at the attacking players, Suarez, Sturridge, Moses. You know, he's been performing well so far, and unfortunate there to hit the crossbar after a fantastic play down this left wing by Suarez.
That first half was absolutely throttled by, hasn't it?
Enjoyed it. Yeah. Really enjoyed it. And we said, well, with Suarez back in the side, but I think we are going to enjoy watching Liverpool much more this season. I think there was a stat, in fact, with Suarez missing at Anfield in five games, we scored four goals. You know, he's back in the side.
End of the first half, chance for four. It's Sturridge on the ball, hits it low into the knees of the keeper, Julian Speroni. Sturridge would have really fancied his chances in that position. Referee blows his whistle on the halfway line for a Liverpool foul. 1 minute of added on time. That's the sort of area Sturridge likes being, isn't it?
Yep, but just saying there about Suarez, yes, some people say we didn't miss him because we went on such a great run losing one game, but the fact is at Anfield, scoring four goals in five games with Suarez not there. You know, Suarez is back. This is his Anfield return, three goals already. I wouldn't be surprised if we scored four or five easy.
So the race is on for goals. Before today, Sturridge had five in the Premier League. He's got six now. Suarez, of course, had scored a couple last week. He's on three now. Here's Gerrard, scorer of the third. Edge of the Palace box. Leaves it for Henderson to follow up and throttle one in. Suarez might take it. Takes it round the defender and then tries a shot on the near post with Speroni. Save just about keeps Suarez at bay. He did that wonderful thing where he dummied the shot and made Damien Delaney dive in with the challenge, set himself up for an opportunity, went near post and Speroni kept him out. Yeah. And that's the end of the first half action.
That is a fantastic save by Speroni. You know, that looked a certain goal. Again, it was Sturridge. He sucked Delaney in to go for the shot. He bought it left, right and centre. And he ended up on the floor. Suarez took the shot near post. Great save by Speroni to keep it down just to three.
OK, Steven Gerrard has now scored in a record 15 consecutive Premier League seasons for his club. And it's about time he scored in this league season. But we haven't seen a better half of football from Liverpool so far this season, have we?
No chance. You know, OK, you can say about maybe the first game of the season against Stoke, but this was absolutely superb. You know, from the first whistle, Liverpool being at them, you know, right in the faces, Crystal Palace, deep in their own half, Suarez and Sturridge absolutely immense, linking up and working extremely hard as well. You know, yes, they have a lot of ability, and we said how easy potentially this game could be, but you've got to go out there and earn the right to win the game, and that's exactly what Liverpool did. You know, making sure they were working hard, creating chances, and being clinical, putting them away.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Got something to feel good about? Feel even better with a £1,500 cash advance when we accept your claim. T's and C's apply.
So Liverpool shooting at the Kop in the second 45. It's been the best first half that we've seen this season. You're with Radio City Sport. Neil Mellor and Steve Hoversall live at Anfield. And Sterling helping getting it on down the right line for Suarez. Look at him pick the ball up, run with intent. His head almost focused totally on the ground at the moment. Then he wins the corner as he tries to burst into the box from the right-hand side. Damien Delaney stood in front of him. Ball ricochets off his shins and out it goes for a corner within 30 seconds of play.
Yeah, good start to this opening minute of the second half. Suarez, I think he was just trying to get the little nutmeg again by Delaney. He read what he was doing. Nevertheless, it still went out for the corner.
So the Liverpool ladies received with huge applause at half-time. Stephen Gerrard's corner from the right. The header is pummeled wide right from Mamadou Sarko. He's definitely got a goal in him somewhere, as Sarko. It was just lovely to see the reception and the way the crowd gave a non-stop clapping for the Liverpool ladies at the break. They did a full lap of honour with the trophy, and it was a deafening din.
Yeah, it was a thoroughly deserved round of applause, and it was great, like you say. I mean, sometimes here in the ground, a lot of people go for the half-time cup of tea, Bovril, whatever, pie, but a lot of people did stay out and gave them the reception they deserved, and even a little chant as well, which was fantastic, and I think the girls will be absolutely made up with that.
Here's Sturridge trying to break into the box from the right-hand side of the Crystal Palace penalty area. Shifting his body left and right, but he can't quite find the pass he wants. So a back heel to Sterling, who crosses in near post. Defender missed it. Damien Delaney must have put Julian Speroni in the Palace goal in two minds, but Speroni just about held on to that ball.
Yeah, better by Sterling. Down this right-hand side, whipped the ball in. Delaney was certainly trying to get a touch on it. Thankfully for Crystal Palace, he didn't, because Speroni managed to retrieve the ball.
Liverpool, though, pick it up with Mamadou Sarko. Very direct with a pass up to Moses. Turns and runs at the defence. Plays it out to Enrique on the left. His cross in for Suarez over the top of the Liverpool striker. And from behind him, Julian Speroni rises to catch.
Better from Moses, though, wasn't it? Not really seeing much of him this second half. Just playing in behind Suarez, and Sturridge needs to get on the ball a little bit more. Did do on that occasion. Played Enrique down the left-hand side, and in the end, it was a poor cross.
Skirtle chipped it outfield, looking for a way out. And Liverpool start down the left side with Jose Enrique. Gerrard's there for help. Enrique Crossfield with his ball for Sterling. Sterling into the midriff controls and sees off Schumach from behind, gets into the box. Sterling crosses in low and caught very low indeed in his six-yard box by Julian Speroni. Throwing comes from Enrique to Aga, and he places a ball forward elegantly. And then back it comes by Enrique. It's awkward and it's put a chance for Gale. He's on the edge of the box and shoots, but just over the top of the crossbar from Dwight Gale. Jose Enrique playing a very sloppy ball, which put Crystal Palace in a good position to maybe grab a goal back. Didn't work out that way. Dwight Gale's shot was too high.
And I think if that's one criticism we do have with Enrique, just very sloppy from time to time, isn't he, with his possession? He's giving the ball. He's under no pressure at all there. He kicks the ball back. He's careless. He's not looking where he's kicking the ball. He ends up playing Crystal Palace's front man 1v1 with our centre-half, Skirtle. Beats him. Thankfully, his shot was just over the top, but that just invites the team back into the game needlessly.
Sorry, I was looking at my screen. What happened there? What's the commotion down at the other end?
I think Raheem Sterling is just being balked at. There was nothing in it at all. Bolasie, the substitute, ran it. Sterling got the better of him. Got the cross in, and Raheem Sterling left a little bit on him, but he was just in front of the away fans there. Made a little bit of a fuss. Bolasie did a little roly-poly. Got a free kick for Crystal Palace and the yellow card for Raheem Sterling.
Sterling further endearing himself to the Palace fans, who are none too happy with the way the penalty was conceded, but I think replays will show that was a penalty. And here's a chance for Palace with Jose Campana to put a ball into the Liverpool penalty area. They're trailed by 3-0. And Campana over the ball. 75 minutes played. Campana taking his time. Referee tells him to go for it. Near post, and it's gone in far post. Well, he flung it across the face of the Liverpool penalty area, and Palace, who've been suffering a goal drought throughout the entire month of September, start October with a goal at Anfield. Campana, who I'm sure was aiming for a teammate inside the penalty area, did it get a flick?
Yeah, it did.
It might have done. It did from this near side.
Gale.
So he went near post. Gale was the first to it, and Gale flicked it far post. And that was, well, it could be a consolation goal for Crystal Palace. We'll wait and see how the game pans out. But Liverpool 3, Palace 1.
It was a great ball into the box, wasn't it? Wasn't sure it was a free kick to begin with, to be honest. But if you put that sort of delivery into the box, it was inviting enough. Gale, he's only a small lad. He got there first. He flicked it into the far corner. I think Palace spent £4.5 million on him in the summer. They believe he can score goals at this level.
Liverpool, of course, wanted that clean sheet today. They've gone a few Premier League games without a clean sheet, and I think that's probably what Brendan Rodgers might focus on.
And probably too many goals
game as well
from set pieces.
Chipped ball forward by Luis Alberto, chased by Suarez, but Mariappa back to his keeper. His keeper wants time, and Speroni almost didn't have it because Suarez was bearing down on him. And he's prodded it out to the left-hand side of his area for Moxie, and they've got away with that. Well, the crowd want Liverpool to find a fourth, can they, from here? Suarez coming in from the left edge of the area, he's set it up for Sturridge! Oh, it's on the inside of the post, Suarez will stop it going out of play, and he tries to fire it back in there, but the flag had gone up this time. How did the post keep out Sturridge's shot then? He hit it first time as Suarez teed him up, and he was virtually on the edge of the area, but it clipped off the inside of the post. And that kept out Liverpool's fourth of the game. There's Gerrard trying to head one on into the penalty area. It'll be picked up by the keeper, Speroni.
Looking at the replay there, Suarez has fired the ball into Sturridge. That's not easy to take first time at all. It's bouncing up as well. He's took it with his unfamiliar right foot as well. He's got fantastic placement in it. Right into the corner, inside of the post, rolls across the goal line and just comes out the other side. Very unlucky there with Daniel Sturridge.
Moxie picks up the ball for Crystal Palace. And we're at the very end of this additional time that's been added on. Moxie looks for the throw in field to Gale. Gale back behind him to Campana. And Liverpool go top of the Premier League. 3 points takes them above Arsenal, at least for 24 hours. Thoroughly deserved. A dynamic first half display. Daniel Sturridge and Luis Suarez really are the difference for them at the moment. Steven Gerrard added the third goal, is 99th in the Premier League for the Reds. Palace with a consolation in the second half, but the thing to look at least for 24 hours, and you never know, maybe for 2 weeks, is the Premier League table. Played 7, 16 points, top of the pile.
And that had to have been the objective for today, to get the 3 points. You know, it didn't matter how ugly or scruffy or fantastic it was going to be. It was about getting 3 points against a Crystal Palace side we were expected to beat. And OK, the second half performance wasn't great, never really got out of second gear because we didn't need to. Everything was done in the first half, absolutely superb play first half. Deserved the 3-goal lead, and that's exactly where the game was won, in that first half. And OK, second half, we'll probably look back and think, disappointing, but at the end of the day we've won 3-1 and we're top of the table.
I mean, we'll talk about it more in extra time, but for me, Liverpool still have played nowhere near their best in this Premier League season.
Well, we've just beat Crystal Palace, who will be one of the bottom four or five teams in the Premier League, and not even got out of second gear in the second half. It has been that comfortable, kept the ball at ease, comfortable victory in the end. Post-match.
In the final third of the field, it was very good. The two boys up front are as good as anything in the league, so you know you're always going to be having a chance with them too. So we took our goals well, created a number of other chances, and obviously second half was nowhere near what we'd want it to be. But without playing great, we won the game, and that was something that probably in the first season that we were guilty of. We played ever so well and couldn't get the result. I think today in patches some of the performances was good. But we've won the game, having not played great, to be honest.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Become one of our success stories today. Click hampsonhughes.com.